What are you doing? Then I'm just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Three white people on a couch, it's Fox and Friends.
Don't believe anything you see, hear, or smell, it's Fox and Friends.
Well, the witch hunt against Mena has claimed another victim, White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter. He allegedly took part in some old-fashioned spousal roughhousing.
And now for a phone call that should feel unprecedented, but has become alarmingly routine, it's President Donald Trump.
I'm freaking out over this story that I flew in a Playmate for sex. I don't want it out there that I reimburse people for travel.
Fantastic. So the FBI gave the White House a report talking about this Porter stuff, but you never heard about it.
I still haven't, and nothing can ever change that. Besides, the investigation wasn't even done. You gotta let that evidence marinate or it's gonna come out dry. You're good with all this, right, Ainsley?
I can't say that I am, because as a woman with dignity...
Anyways, Mr. President, what will you miss most about Rob Porter?
So much. The way he slammed doors, and the way he would sprint down the hallway screaming, "Lock me up before I do something bad!"
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks.
Oh! I'm sorry, it's me. I just have one more thing. Two senior members of your staff have recently resigned amid allegations of domestic violence, including Rob Porter, who's been accused by two ex-wives and one ex-girlfriend, all who say he abused them. Do you have a comment on his departure?
I found out about it recently, and I was surprised by it. But we certainly wish him well. It's a obviously tough time.
For his victims?
For him. He did a very good job when he was in the White House.
Quick question. Many people are concerned that you are so quick to defend your friends and allies, alleged perpetrators of physical assault and sexual misconduct, because you yourself have been accused by multiple women and that you're just priming your base for when the time inevitably comes that you are finally brought to justice. Is that true?
As you probably know, he says he's innocent. And I think you have to remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent. So you'll have to talk to him about that. But we absolutely wish him well. Very good job.
Sometimes it's hard to be a leader.
Remember that. He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent.
You can't be bad. And not get caught.
Tonight, the President of the United States stands accused of sexual misconduct.
Your friends are awful.
Sexual harassment at Fox News.
Vile and unlawful.
Moore might have been banned from a local mall.
But they're your friends, and, like, so what?
The President has a track record of defending men accused of abuse or harassment.
I'm a loyal person.
You're caught between a rock and, well, your hard place.
Some of the women that are complaining, I know how much he's helped them.
They've done stuff they're not supposed to do.
One of President Trump's top aides has resigned after
allegations of domestic abuse.
Ooh, but don't you scold them for being sleazy old men. Because after all, dear, so are you.
We wish him well.
He's a good person.
It's a total setup.
Stand by your man. Send out a tweet. Defend him. And when he's wrong, commend him. Cause you've got daddy issues. Stand by your man. Your master plan.
He totally denies it. He says it didn't happen. You have to listen to him also.
Stand by your mane.
Just out of curiosity, what are your thoughts on Harvey Weinstein?
As you probably know, he says he's innocent.
How about Bill Cosby?
He's innocent.
What do you think of Adolf Hitler?
Hopefully he will have a great career ahead of him.
Genghis Khan?
He's innocent.
O.J. Simpson?
He's innocent.
What about Gargamel from the Smurfs?
We absolutely wish him well.
Mel Gibson?
He's innocent.
Jack the Ripper?
He's innocent.
Stand by your man and make yourself the victim. And then when they convict him, stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep acting like a garbage can.
We wish him well. He's a good person.
It's a total setup.
Stand,
but we certainly wish him well.
By
Hannibal Lecter?
He's innocent.
There is a new report tonight alleging that Donald Trump had an extramarital affair with a Playboy model. First Lady Melania Trump drove to Air Force One separately from the president today, walking to the White House South Lawn of Marine One by himself ahead of his trip to Parkland, Florida. The New Yorker's report describes an affair between President Trump and a Playboy model and, more importantly, the National Enquirer's alleged role in keeping it secret.
Cold and lonely. Look what happened this morning. The president got a little bit late access to a Washington Post story in which another woman came forward to say that President Trump had assaulted her. She had contemporaneous emails, and this happened a decade ago, but that day she emailed her mother and other people within a very short period of time. What was the White House response? The president this morning erupts in a two-part Twitter storm about this.
A woman I don't know and, to the best of my knowledge, never met, is on the front page of the fake news Washington Post saying I kissed her for 2 minutes yet in the lobby of Trump Tower. 12 years ago, never happened. Who would do this in a public space with live security? ... cameras running.
Is this really the argument you want to put out there, sir?
Come on, who would do it in public? If I were assaulting someone, I would do it in the alley behind Trump Tower at 6:30 p.m. during shift change at Obompan when nobody's looking out the window, like I've never done.
But if you love him, please forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand.
And then the question about systems, the fact that Rob Porter was handling classified information despite serious questions about his background has refocused attention on the senior White House officials like Jared Kushner, who are operating on temporary clearances more than 15 months after Trump won the presidency. NBC News and other outlets have been told that there are dozens of them working with classified information. The White House says the process is being handled by law enforcement. Democrats say that Congressman Trey Gowdy, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, has refused to ask the White House for any information about security clearances or for a formal briefing on the matter.
No.
And that Gowdy has also refused to allow the committee to vote on three subpoenas proposed by Democrats, including one on interim clearances.
Okay, so hold on a second. Why would Trey Gowdy, Sam, drag his feet on something this important? Why Trey Gowdy would actually try to stand in the way of finding out who's running around the White House, who's incapable of getting full security clearances?
I have not gotten an answer to that, to be honest. And it's crazy, considering the main thrust of the 2016 election was the mishandling or botched handling or just plain old handling of classified information and security. And I just think that Trey Gowdy was the point of the spear.
Yes!
So, what did Hillary Clinton do again?
I mean, emails. And so, you know, if you had intellectual consistency, you would rush to get to the bottom of this. I don't know. And on top of that, Trey Gowdy's not running for re-election.
But it's not just that, Casey. And Congressman on Capitol Hill get this. I mean, I was on the Armed Services Committee. I had several staff members that had security clearance. If one of those two staff members after 6 months didn't have security clearance, I'd say, what's wrong with Tom? They'd say, well, the FBI's not gonna. I'd say, why are they not clearing Tom? Well, this has happened. Well, if Tom can't do his job, we're getting rid of Tom. Get me some. And if he can't get a security clearance, then he doesn't belong working in the federal government. That's at a little congressional office. We've got, 10, 15 people running around the White House?
Stand by your man and show the world you love him.
John Kelly issued this written statement. I will not comment on anybody's specific security clearance situation or go beyond the memo released last week. As I told Jared days ago, I have full confidence in his ability to continue performing his duties in his foreign policy portfolio, including overseeing our Israeli-Palestinian peace effort and serving as an integral part of our relationship with Mexico. Everyone in the White House is grateful for these valuable contributions to furthering the president's agenda. There is no truth to any suggestion otherwise.
President Trump is once again tweeting about the Russia investigation and even slamming his own attorney general, actually calling him by the wrong name. Quote, question, if all the Russian meddling took place during the Obama administration right up to January 20th, why aren't they the subject of the investigation? Why didn't Obama do something about the meddling? Why aren't Dem crimes under investigation? Ask Jeff Sessions. Same as Jeff Sessions, sir.
Now, that came one day after the president took to Twitter claiming he has been tougher on Russia's meddling in our election than President Obama. It's a claim his White House press secretary backed up yesterday.
He has been tougher on Russia in the first year than Obama was in 8 years combined. He's imposed sanctions. He's taken away properties. He's rebuilt our military. He has done a number of things to put pressure on Russia and to be tough on Russia.
Here's where the truth lies on who has been tougher on Russian election meddling, courtesy of PolitiFact. Fact number one. Overall, experts say President Obama has been more forceful than President Trump on countering election meddling. President Obama himself confronted Russian President Vladimir Putin in person September 2016, warning him not to interfere. Did President Trump do that?
Nope.
No.
Let's not forget fact number two. The Obama administration publicly accused Russia of stealing and leaking emails from the DNC and other individuals before the election.
And fact number three is perhaps the Obama administration's strongest retaliation. It came after Trump's win. President Obama ordered 35 Russian diplomats and suspected intelligence agents to leave the United States. He imposed sanctions on some Russians and organizations and seized two Russian compounds in the United States before he left office.
As for President Trump, here's fact number four. In the past, recent past, he's gone against his own intelligence agencies and doubted Russia's election meddling. He called the investigation a hoax and at one point even repeated Vladimir Putin's denials of Russian involvement.
And finally, fact number five. So far, the Trump administration has not implemented new sanctions approved by Congress aimed specifically at punishing Russia.
You know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. It's an excuse by the Democrats for having lost an election.
They needed an excuse. So they said, Russia. And then they said, wait a minute, Russia. And Trump, honestly, it's the thing they did best. They did a rotten job of running. But to convince people about this hoax.
A story where they talk about collusion and there was none.
It was a hoax.
Russia was an excuse used by the Democrats when they lost the election.
They lost it by a lot. They didn't know what to say, so they made up the whole Russia hoax.
There has been no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. It's a Democrat hoax that was brought up as an excuse for losing an election that, frankly, the Democrats should have won.
On Friday, Robert Mueller indicted 13 Russian nationals for allegedly meddling in the 2016 presidential election, charging them with conspiracy to defraud the United States. According to the indictment, some of the Russians were also in contact with unwitting individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Unwitting. So that narrows it down to the entire Trump campaign. At first, Donald Trump claimed that these indictments actually exonerated him, tweeting, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein stated at the news conference, there is no allegation in the indictment that any American was a knowing participant in this illegal activity. That's like seeing The Empire Strikes Back and going, well, Han Solo was frozen, Lando's a bad guy, and Darth Vader is victorious. Then the mean TV people pointed out that it did not exonerate Trump. So he tweeted 18 times about this, including, funny how the fake news media doesn't want to say that the Russian group was formed in 2014, long before my run for president. Maybe they knew I was going to run even though I didn't know. Maybe they told me I had to run because they had pictures of me with prostitutes. Maybe they helped me win. Maybe I knew about it the whole time, and I'm lying right now. I guess we'll never know. Maybe.
It happened in April 2011, at one of Washington, D.C.'s most glamorous nights.
I got to talk to Donald as we were going to our seats, and he was in just such a great mood, and he was very jovial, and people were taking pictures, and it was very exciting that Donald was there. And
Trump's invitation to the exclusive gathering came after weeks of attacking President Barack Obama on television.
You are not allowed to be a president if you're not born in this country. He may not have been born in this country. But there's something on that person, maybe religion, maybe it says he's a Muslim, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want that, or he may not have one. But I will tell you this, if he wasn't born in this country, it's one of the great scams of all time.
Absolutely.
But that night, in front of Washington's journalists, politicians, and power brokers, Obama would hit back.
President Obama takes the microphone.
All right, everybody, please have a seat. Donald Trump is here tonight.
And proceeds to fillet Donald publicly.
No one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
I was two tables away from Trump. The conventional way in Washington of absorbing a joke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is to keep your chin up and at least pretend to have a sense of humor about it, even if you go cry into your pillow that night. Trump was steaming. His face was all locked in. He was not having a good time.
All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
And I think he felt humiliated.
But it just kept going and going, and he just kept hammering him. And I thought, oh, Barack Obama is starting something that I don't know if he'll be able to finish.
Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he certainly would bring some change to the White House.
Donald dreads humiliation, and he dreads shame. And this is why he often attempts to humiliate and shame other people. So in the case of the president ridiculing him, I think this was intolerable for Donald Trump.
I think that is the night that he resolves to run for president.
Is that what this is about? Yeah. He must have felt pretty humiliated that night. So humiliated, you decided to run for president?
Go away!
Sir, I once had a boss who humiliated me every day by putting his need to watch television and eat an entire sheet cake ahead of our nation. But someday, I'm gonna write a shocking expose that puts my boss in prison or worse.
That's a beautiful story, but how does it relate to me?
Your administration can't go on like this, Mr. President. You have two choices. Either let that night go, or return to the battlefield.
I think the real issue here is that they are mired in one scandal after another. And what's so really pathetic about this White House is someone could have asked them about their Washington Post quote, in which you have a White House staffer saying the slaughter of 17 children was a reprieve for them, a political reprieve from the Porter scandal. That is how rock bottom this White House is.
Holy.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
As I'm sure you know and feel, this is another very sad day in America, another senseless shooting, this time at a high school in Parkland, Florida, where a gunman, a former student, opened fire yesterday again. 17 lives have been lost, more than a dozen people are hospitalized, and our president, as he should, weighed in on the tragic events this morning from the White House.
We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school.
Agreed.
No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning.
Agreed. So I agree with both of those statements. And here's what you do to fix that. Tell your buddies in Congress, tell Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, all the family men who care so much about their communities, that what we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids. Go on TV and tell them to do that. I'll tell you something. That is a perfect example of the common sense you told us you were going to bring to the White House. It's time to bring it. We need it. Tell these congressmen and lobbyists who infest that swamp you said you were going to drain, force these allegedly Christian men and women who stuff their pockets with money from the NRA year after year after year to do something now, not later, now. And don't you dare let anyone say it's too soon to be talking about it, because he said it after Vegas, he said it after Sandy Hook, you say that after every one of these 8 now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered. Do something. We still haven't even talked about it. You still haven't done anything about it. You've literally done nothing. Actually, you've done worse than nothing. You like to say this is a mental health issue, but one of your very first acts as president, Mr. Trump, was to actually roll back the regulations that were designed to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. You did that. Your party voted to repeal the mandates on coverage for mental health. So I agree, this is a mental illness issue, because if you don't think we need to do something about it, you're obviously mentally ill. And it is amazing to me that if one illegal immigrant causes a car accident, we've got to build a wall to keep the rest of them out. Why are you looking for solutions to that problem and not this one? Every reasonable American, Republican or Democrat, knows that something has to be done, something. And we're not doing anything. But go ahead, I'll let you finish.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
In response to President Trump, I would say this. In response to your most recent tweet, where you said that the Democrats had not been able to get anything done when they controlled the House and the Senate and the presidential executive branch, how dare you? You are in that exact position right now, and you want to look back on our history and blame the Democrats? That's disgusting. You're the president. You're supposed to bring this nation together, not divide us. How dare you? Children are dying, and their blood is on your hands because of that. Please, take action. Stop going on vacation in Mar-a-Lago. Take action, work with Congress. Your party controls both the House and Senate. Take action, get some bills passed, and for God's sake, that saves some lives.
If the president wants to come up to me and tell me to my face that it was a terrible tragedy and how it should never have happened and maintain telling us how nothing is going to be done about it, I'm going to happily ask him how much money he received from the National Rifle Association. $5,800. Is that how much these people are worth to you, Trump? If you don't do anything to prevent this from continuing to occur, that number of gunshot victims will go up, and the number that they are worth will go down. And we will be worthless to you. To every politician who is taking donations from the NRA, shame on you. And if you answered us, will you act like it for once? You know what would be a good way to act like it? I have an example of how not to act like it. In February of 2017, 1 year ago, President Trump repealed an Obama-era regulation that would have made it easier to block the sale of firearms to people with certain mental illnesses. From the interactions that I had had with the shooter before the shooting and the information that I currently know about him, I don't really know if he was mentally ill, but I wrote this before I heard what Delaney said. Delaney said that he was diagnosed. I don't need a psychologist, and I don't need to be a psychologist to know that repealing that regulation was a really dumb idea.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.